I feel like I've been seeing myself from the mirror up till now. And now I'm experiencing a more inward to outward point of view. And it comes when I am activating myself. With yogic practices. A sigh is worth a lot. For me, my sigh is at the left bottom side, or basically the left back side of my diaphragm. I'm thinking it is the spleen, but also the left kidney. And I am looking forward to Jamaica, going back home. Very excited for the future. I've accomplished what I was supposed to accomplish in Dallas. I've accomplished what I was supposed to in Dallas. And now me I go back to me home country, where me belong. I'm excited for the adventure. Excited for that 26th Second Avenue feeling, which I've heard is the prize for being a pioneer in anywhere on planet Earth and beyond. But I do love the way Mother Bhumi manifests on the island of Jamaica. On that different loka plane of existence. And on the next sigh, keep your rib cage as large as you can, but remain. Continue the sigh, the relaxation, but maintain the space. Inhale, then exhale. Now I'm just breathing the rest out. Pushing the rest out. And for me, with my shoulder brace on, laying on my back with my knees over the side of my bed. Knees, well, not over them, dangling, we'll say. Your style of dangle. Right. So now with your legs dangling over the bed, your shoulder brace, keeping your shoulders aligned. You relax the back of your neck, the top of your thoracic spine. C7 to T1. That full experience of the exhale and how that may have curled your body up. Let that completely relax. And see how that affects the Svadhisthana chakra, that area. And the elemental rivers which constantly flow through the Svadhisthana chakra. Feminine wood, feminine water, and feminine earth. Feel those meridians. Feel those elemental channels. Feel them all within, on the inner sides of your body, of your legs. Of course, they all flow inside of your body too, but we're focused on the Svadhisthana chakra. And seeing how that focus maybe waves your legs. Because these channels are not made of wood, water, or earth. They are made of air, which is influenced by these phases, elements, Chinese elements, processes, seasons, feel how that is affecting your fascia, the plantar fascia of your feet. You're barefoot. Your legs are peacefully in the air, peacefully suspended in the air. So these air pockets, these air lines may be affected with pockets. These are the cricks and cracks. And then pain. Pain is associated with vata, the life air system. Well, more like the movement principle within the body. And that includes Vayu, life airs, prana, the prana network, the chi network. Big sigh. Sighs affect the diaphragm. At least that's my focus right now. I sigh when there's an excess of tension, even the subtle tensions I may not be aware about, such as nervousness, excitement, or the intensity of certain postures and stretches. But the sigh, while maintaining the ribcage size, a sigh while maintaining the size, forces the air, or we'll say will keep the space that the air would keep in a completely full rib cage, and then that space has to go somewhere else in the body. And if there's no actual space, it goes into the meridians, it goes into the channels, it goes into the elements, it goes into your emotions and touches you very deeply there. Maintain postures for extended periods of time with rhythmic breathing. And let your meridians accept some tension. Let your emotions be experienced through the asana. Hare Krishna.